The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Look out. 519, our 5 o'clock hour, sponsored by Lee Brand Jewelers. Luxury jewelry and watches are affordable. Drop by their store in Sandy Springs or visit LeeBrandt.com. Look out, it's Kimmer, Pete, and Flounder and Fun Time. Holy crap, it's sports with Pete Davis.
Braves lose to the Twins 9-6 today, but Jared Kelnick smashed his first homer of the spring, a 452-foot monster.
Whoa.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean Murphy, Orlando Arcia, two RBIs apiece. Orlando, a home run. Michael Harris also drove in a run. A.J. Minter roughed up a bit, going two-thirds of an inning, gave up two hits, two earned runs, a walk, a strikeout, and a homer. But Charlie Morton, three scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, and four strikeouts.
Wow.
So Charlie looks good to go.
40? I mean, my God.
I think he's 40.
Yeah.
I think he's right there.
Good for him.
Dodgers superstar and Pete Rose wannabe Shohei Ohtani read a statement to the media yesterday afternoon, but did not take any questions. Now, Shohei says he's aghast to discover what was happening.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here. You're winning, sir. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Everybody out at once.
Somebody is lying. Ohtani's statement 180 degrees in opposition to what they themselves said just last week. During a statement yesterday, Ohtani says he did not learn about anything going on until after the Dodgers players meeting Wednesday. Nearly three full days after MLB and Ohtani's own reps and agent knew about it and were in touch with ESPN. If we believe Shohei, that means that not only his translator, but his agent, spokesperson, the FBI, the Dodgers, MLB, ESPN, and all other media outlets that knew about it, his business manager, and the bank, none of them told the player himself what was going on.
For 3 days.
For 3 days.
Just can't be right. I mean, why would he
somebody's
say
lying. Obviously, somebody's
Lord.
Lying. Not good news for MLB, and neither is this. The New York Post reporting ESPN may opt out of its baseball package at the end of this upcoming season.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, money. It's all about the moolah.
I'll bet.
And for the second straight year, the Mets, the lowly Mets, have the highest payroll, $302 million American dollars, which gets them a next-to-last place team.
Well, this year they're going to go all the way like every other year. The Mets, boy, they watch out for those Mets this year.
Yeah, and they still owe Bobby Bonilla $1.2 million a year.
Every year.
Still. Yankees are second at $290 million. The Phillies are fourth at $236. The Braves are fifth at $224. And guess who's last?
Tampa Bay?
Close. The A's. The poor Oakland A's.
Well, I should have said Oakland, yeah. Right? Yeah.
$47 million payroll.
And ours is $220 million and theirs is 40-something?
The Mets is 300 plus, and theirs is 47. Only an idiot like Rob Manfred could run an organization with that much discrepancy amongst his franchises.
You can't do anything with that. You can't get
NFL
players.
Shows you exactly what you need to do, and everybody just seems to act like, we have a better plan. Well, and there's never been a better league and more efficient, more money-making league.
But it's not going to make any difference if they move, go somewhere else. They still have to have people willing to spend the money.
That's true. All right. Former Falcon Cordarrelle Patterson has signed a 2-year, $6 million deal with the Steelers. So he's reconnecting with Arthur Smith, the man who ignored him here in Atlanta for the last 3 years. Good luck. By the way, Patterson is the greatest kick returner in NFL history. He has 9 kickoff returns for touchdowns. Nobody else has 9.
Really? I have no idea.
Yeah. I thought there was more. But no, they're claiming he's number one.
That's incredible.
So. I don't want to say the NFL is becoming more effeminate, but the Bears are thinking of drafting Caitlin Clark with the number one pick with the new rules that they just initiated.
Don't touch him.
NFL owners approved a massive revamp of the kickoff today. They opted for a format originating in the XFL. Always good to take things from the XFL
because that's been a so winner all around.
The proposal passed by the owners 29-3. I don't know who the three owners who said no. It'd be interesting to find out who they were.
I read it this morning. Pittsburgh and, oh, God, I can't remember. I saw it. Somebody wrote it down this morning, and I saw it, and I can't remember. I'll find it.
All right. Well, here's what the NFL lawyers have come up with. And, yes, it sounds like something you'd hear in a courtroom. Here's the new rule. The format will move the majority of the kicking and return teams downfield to minimize high-speed collisions. Kickers will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players on the kickoff team will line up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. At least 9 members of the return team will line up in a setup zone between the 35 and 30-yard lines. Up to 2 returners can line up in a landing zone between the goal line and the 20-yard line. No one other than the kicker and returners can move until the ball hits the ground or hits a player inside the landing zone. Touchbacks will be marked at the 30-yard line, and no fair catches will be allowed. In the event a team wants to attempt an onside kick, it will have to inform officials of its intent and would then be allowed to use the NFL's traditional formation. No surprise onside kicks will be allowed. Unless, of course, it's Thursday night, in which all these rules will be enforced backwards.
You know, I'm not sure about that last part, but even how could you not? How could you possibly have to tell them we're going to do an onside kick? I mean, come on. I mean, what the hell are they doing? And by the way, you have to wait till the ball hits the ground before you start running? Jeez, I mean, my God, man.
You know what we're going to have?
God.
If they get through that first
football.
Line. But if they get through that first line, you're going to have more exciting. They'll be chasing that sucker.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. If I were, and I've got the three teams, by the way. If I were the in charge of now these new rules, I would get the fastest players I could find. They may be 5'11 and 190, but they'll be running a 4.2 40, and you just make it a speed game. Just outrun the bastards. If you can't do really tough tackling, you got to try to use your freaking fingers and stuff. Then just get the fastest guy you can find and just make it a race.
Right. If they don't have to really realize they're going to be hit really hard because those guys are only a few yards in front of them,
run like hell.
Past them.
Yeah. Well, that changes that game. By the way, the three teams that voted against this new kickoff rule, the Raiders, the 49ers, and the Packers were the three.
Packers?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. If you think all this sounds ridiculous, inefficient, and mediocre, remember, the NFL competition chairman is Rich McKay.
Oh, God.
Even when he's exiled away from screwing up the Falcons, he still finds a way to monkey up things.
Oh, man. What are they doing?
Okay. Now, having said that, they had to do something because the kickoff has become about as entertaining and useful as Jimmy Kimmel's opening monologue. It's been
just let it go.
Worthless.
Let it go in the end zone and take it out to the 30 or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
It's boring.
Stupid.
So they had to do something. The NFL will also play 2 games on Christmas Day this year, despite it falling on a Wednesday.
Wednesday? Why would they?
Wednesday.
What? Do they have to play on Christmas Day?
They always love playing Christmas Day. The NBA hates it, but they love to play on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your Atlanta Hawks rallied for one of their greatest regular season wins in franchise history last night in State Farm Arena. I told you you should have gone.
I know. I was going to be there. I know. I couldn't find a place to park.
Erasing a 30-point deficit, they beat the Red Hot Celtics 120-118. DeAndre Hunter scored 24, including the go-ahead 3-pointer with 9 seconds left, the dagger. Yeah. Boston had won 20 of 22, had brought a 9-game winning streak into the contest, and the Hawks took care of them. It's also the biggest comeback win for Atlanta since at least the 97-98 season when they began taking looking at this pretty closely.
Yeah.
Georgia head coach Kirby Smart addressed the media about the DUI arrest of his running back Trevor Etienne Sunday morning in Athens. Smart says he's disappointed with Etienne's decision-making, but he's a good kid. Meanwhile, more disturbing details about the good kid's arrest. It's worse than we first thought. According to 24/7 Sports, Trevor was driving away from downtown Athens. He locked up the brakes of his sedan. An officer saw it, made a U-turn, and observed the vehicle pass another car driving in the same direction across the double yellow line on a blind curve. The officer turned on his lights. He reached speeds of 90 miles an hour, but Etienne's vehicle pulled away from him.
Oh, boy.
He continued to weave in and out of traffic, crossing the double yellow lines, and then he came to a stop. Said he'd had a few drinks, but refused to take the field sobriety test, so he was detained.
Yeah, that'll cost him a year with no license. If you refuse to take the test, I think it's an automatic loss of a license for a year.
I don't understand why they all don't have Uber or they have a personal driver or something. The big guys like him, he makes some money now. Come on. Well, pay somebody to drive you
it's
around.
Stupid. Well, I mean, what kind of decision? Well, they're kids. You know, they're 19 or 20 or whatever. But still, I mean, what kind of decision is it to run from the cops?
He's underage, too. I think he's like, 19, 20, something like that?
Unbelievable.
No mention of where did you have these drinks? You know,
so, yeah, who served him?
Anyway, and finally, New York Jets cornerback Sauce Gardner, busy making friends, especially up there in New York City.
Okay, all right.
Saying on a podcast that, quote, Jews run the world, end quote. And then he also went on to say about Jews, y'all got to see how they be walking in the airport.
Oh, God.
Be walking in the airport? Jew walking? Is that a thing now? Jew walking?
I guess, oh, my God. So.
Wait, no, wait a minute.
I've got to look out for it.
And he's in New York saying this.
Yeah. New York City.
Jew walking. I didn't know that was. I'm going to ask the Rhino. I had no idea there was a thing. Jew walking.
Rhino, if you're listening, please call
Lordy.
Up and tell us what Jew walking is.
Bottom of this, all right.
Oh, my God. In New York. It's not like he's in Sacramento somewhere.
What the hell is Jew walking?
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.